And I suppose the other high point of being in Milton was the centennial.
Yes, it was.
We were very fortunate to
celebrate that for 100 years. It was marvellous for New Zealand. Mm. It was a very exhausting time, though. Goodness me.
Was that when the Sunday school was... I've taken a photo of the stone in the Sunday school.
Yes, that's right. I remember this little snapshot of me plodding around. I remember myself skipping from one thing to the other,
and then you see this photo of a chubby fat child who doesn't fit the plane at all.
I can do like the stone of the new Sunday school.
Was that at the same time?
No, I think it might have been about the same time.
Oh, it might have been. I've got a photograph of it. Yeah. Because I thought it might have been Mr. Maxwell, but it wasn't.
He's mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the stone.
And what's left of sort of Miller Hall is just
absolutely nothing.
Well, no, is the grass or
that main hall is gone.
Yes, I don't know.
A lot.
It's the main hall.
You know, always think they would have lit that kitchen part, lit something up.
It just sort of looked nothing. I mean, nothing of all those trees.
Yes, and the trellis, the bush beside it,
the rhododendron bush.
The pear trees. There's one pear tree. I saw that.
I know there's only one. And that was one of the pear trees that your father grafted, wasn't it? No.
That was a grafted pear tree. It was associated with the grafting. Because one was winter coal and the other one was a different type of pear.
It was a little honey pear. And all the rose garden that used to slog out. The rose garden that punched my beach buddy on Christmas Day. You remember that? I have a distinct memory. He threw the ball to me.
Remember, I was sort of...
You were the one who was very upset, and I thought, why are you so upset? And you told me that it was punching, and we're going to go down. I would die in the rain. It was a horrible patch on it on the first day.
The wind was blowing. I was going to say, don't throw it because you'd see it, the wind would carry it. But their garden is over by where Nicky used to, the hole in the fence was, in the manse.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where you mean, because their garden is sold off.
When I was there, they were all. Well, Nip's kennel was round by the rhododendron.
There was
a hole in the fence where
Nip used to run
to.
Through the herbers. Only a small garden.
Just in that area there.
And all those bushes
And the huge tree that the hut was in. The sycamore, I suppose. Remember the phobia about chopping trees down? Not a phobia, an enthusiasm. Because that fact that you had, remember the fork in the black street?
That was a lovely dry plant by the Pussy Willow. Sycamore. Have you got that picture, Ross, of the man after church?
I don't think I have. I don't know where it is.
It might be in there.
What I mean is, I wondered if we couldn't get a photo taken off of that, because that's rather nice when it shows that the old man's there, and you're looking through to the church. And it's got Milton Church down on the bottom. And I didn't keep it with me because I said, well, I've got nowhere to hang it, and I thought you might have taken it, but whichever one, we could get a copy of that taken, or take a photograph of it. That would be interesting. Moving right along, Dad went to Christchurch.
If Joan had gone teaching by then.
No, I was at Joan's Training College.
Well, the teacher's college in Dunedin, and then we moved to Christchurch in 1960.
That was in May, I think, in the election was.
Joan was at Teachers College, and Murray was...
When we shifted, he was in...
Makarora
working.
Bridge building.
And then he came home. And bridge building, he went to Doubtful Sound.
He guided on the track for these
patients. That's right. The season was just about finished, and the next thing... And then he came home. We didn't expect him. He just arrived.
I think he did sort of give us some warning, but he said he was driving. He'd driven from Tiarnow to... He kept on driving just about going to sleep, so he went to sleep at the Selwyn River. Woke up just about in Christchurch.
I remember Ross was just on his way out.
Who did he cut?
Lane Walker Ruggan. That was the other
place to
meet. Graham was his first carpenter. Mm-hmm. He went to the MLP.
Painter and Sam.
So then
after that, of course, he met Frana, and then I think they advertised for Parks Ranger, and he was interested in that and had an interview about it. That was for the West Coast, I think, and he didn't get it. But I can't remember. And then I think he did the walk the track himself.
He walked the track when I was in Milton too. And
that's right.
Because he was asked to come.
So you've got to
try. We've
got it
wrong. We've got it wrong. He did that when he was in Milton.
He did the Milton track when we were in Milton.
Murray. I don't think Murray's done the Milton track.
No. He's done the Doubtful Sound. Jean years before he was married.
When Dad walked the track, was that the Doubtful Track?
That was the Doubtful Track with Murray.
Just one day.
It was a one day in, one day there.
Years prior to that, he'd done the Milton track.
It wasn't the McKinnon track. It was over the ridge thing. It's well known by anybody.
This is a name very much like, I think you sort of all
right. It's a name
very much like McKinnon.
That's where I got.